from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Houston continues rescue efforts. President Trump is scheduled to visit the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday. The coastal area of the state continues to be pounded with heavy rain from Tropical Storm Harvey, which made landfall late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. Houston, Texas, the nation's fourth largest city, is getting the heaviest of the rainfall so far. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke about rescue and relief efforts on Fox News Sunday.
As people can see, the flooding in Houston is dramatic. Some people will recall Tropical Storm Allison that devastated Houston in 2001, and this looks like somewhat of a replication of that. We're working to save lives and to keep as many people safe as possible in the Houston area, but at the very same time, we are conducting search and rescue missions where the hurricane hit near the Corpus Christi and Rockport areas.
In the meantime, more than 60 centimeters of rain have fallen in Houston. Some areas could see close to 130 centimeters of rain this week. The storm is expected to move slowly back over the Gulf of Mexico before coming back over the Houston area and eventually moving into the neighboring state of Louisiana. A suicide car bomber attacked a market in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding many more. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Sunday's attack followed another suicide attack last week in the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, where a bomb explosion killed 7 people and wounded 40 others. In the past 2 years, and after the withdrawal of most foreign combat troops, the Taliban has stepped up attacks and spread out from their southern base across the country. This is VOA News. A car bomb ripped through a busy market area in eastern Baghdad on Monday morning, killing at least 10 people. Iraqi officials say the explosives-laden car went off at a wholesale market in Baghdad's Shiite district of Sadr City. The explosion also wounded 28 other people. Iraqi forces have retaken virtually all of the city of Talifar, once controlled by Islamic State, located on a supply route between the Syrian border and the recently liberated city of Mosul. University of San Francisco Regional Analysis Stephen Zunis said the city's Sunni IS defenders gained little support from the people of Talifar.
This is traditionally a predominantly a Turkmen town, that is, people who are neither Arabs nor Kurds. They speak a Turkic language, and a large minority of them are Shias.
Tens of thousands of residents reportedly fled ahead of the offensive. The city's center was liberated Saturday and the national flag waved. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting Israel and the Palestinian territories to discuss ways to revive the peace process. The visit comes at a time of tensions between Israel and the United Nations. Israel also criticized the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon for being soft on Iranian-backed Hezbollah forces on its border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran is busy turning Syria into a base of military entrenchment, and it wants to use Syria and Lebanon as war fronts against its declared goal to eradicate Israel.
Israel was also angered by a resolution adopted by the UN's cultural agency. It says diminishes Jewish ties to Jerusalem. The U.S. Navy says divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors from the USS John S. McCain, the naval ship that collided with a merchant vessel last week. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what led to the collision with a Liberian oil tanker near Singapore. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet and dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet in which the John S. McCain served. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he still hopes to persuade North Korea to come to the negotiating table despite Saturday's launch of what may be 3 short-range missiles, a decision he called provocative.
This type of launch, again, it is a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. So it is clearly they're still messaging us as well. That they are not prepared to completely back away from their position.
North Korea, which had threatened to test missiles near the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, has not launched an intercontinental ballistic missile since July the 28th. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.